Podbean, your message amplified.
Ready to share your message with the world? Start your podcast journey with Podbean.
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 Podbean. The AI-powered all-in-one podcast platform.
Thousands of businesses and enterprises trust Podbean to launch their podcasts.
Launch your podcast on Podbean today.
My school uses Podbean.
My church, too.
I love it. I really do.
In the shadows of myth and reality, monsters stir. From ancient legends to modern nightmares, we explore the creatures that haunt our stories and sometimes our lives. Welcome to Among Monsters podcast, where the line between man and monsters is thinner than you think.
He didn't kill for money. He didn't kill for sex. He didn't even kill people he knew. Carl Eugene Watts killed because he liked it, because he wanted to feel it. And for years, he got away with it. A shadow in the dark, a name almost lost to time. But make no mistake, Carl Eugene Watts may have murdered more people than any other serial killer in American history. He didn't want your body. He wanted your terror. This is a story without ransom, without ransom notes, without reason. Just rage. I'm Damien Vale, and this is Among Monsters. A boy unraveling. Carl Eugene Watts was born on November 7, 1953, in Killeen, Texas. He was the child of a broken home. His parents divorced when he was two. His mother moved him to Inkster, Michigan, just outside of Detroit. Carl struggled in school, illiterate until ninth grade. But his problems weren't just academic. By 12, he was already fantasizing about killing women. By 15, he'd been hospitalized for violent outbursts and hallucinations. One therapist warned that Carl was deeply disturbed, a potential danger to society. But instead of treatment, he was sent back to class, back to the streets. And he didn't wait long. At just 15, Carl Eugene Watts strangled a woman into unconsciousness during a home invasion. But he was sentenced only to counseling and probation, a warning, ignored. A predator. Unleashed. First Blood. Detroit, 1974. Carl Watts enrolled at Western Michigan University on a football scholarship. But college wasn't his future. Killing was. 1974, the body of 23-year-old Lenore Kanizaki was found strangled in Detroit. Over the next year, four more women were attacked in the area, beaten, drowned, or stabbed. The police were baffled. Different methods, different locations. No connection between victims. Carl was developing his signature. No signature at all. This wasn't a killer with a fetish. It was someone who killed because he wanted to watch the light go out. One woman, a school teacher named Gloria Steele, was stabbed 33 times in her bathtub. Carl was suspected, but there wasn't enough evidence, so they let him go. Again, the phantom moves. Houston, Texas. In 1976, Watts moved to Houston, Texas. New state, new victims. But the killings didn't stop. From 1979 to 1982, a string of young women, mostly between the ages of 14 and 34, were found dead. Some strangled, some stabbed, some drowned in their own bathtubs or pools. Watts would stalk his victims, often in the early hours of the morning, sometimes just as dawn broke, and attack them without warning. Neighbors would say they heard nothing. Dogs didn't bark. There were no alarms. He struck like a phantom.
Podbean, your message amplified.
Ready to share your message with the world? Start your podcast journey with Podbean.
Podbean, the AI-powered, all-in-one podcast platform.
Thousands of businesses and enterprises trust Podbean to launch their podcasts.
Use Podbean to record your podcast.
Use Podbean AI to optimize your podcast.
Use Podbean AI to turn your blog into a podcast.
Use Podbean to distribute your podcast everywhere.
Launch your podcast on Podbean today.
Police called him the Sunday morning slasher because many of his attacks happened in the early hours of weekends. The death toll? Impossible to know. Estimates today say Carl Eugene Watts may have killed over 80 women, possibly over 100. He didn't just elude capture. He thrived in anonymity. The capture and a deal with the devil. In May 1982, Watts was arrested in Houston for the attempted murder of two women who managed to survive. He confessed. But here's where things turned horrifying. The Texas authorities made a deal. If Watts confessed to 13 murders, he would receive a 60-year sentence for burglary, not murder, with no possibility of additional charges. The prosecutors were desperate for closure, and Watts was more than happy to confess. He walked detectives through murder scenes, described the way he'd stalked and killed each woman, showed no emotion, no remorse, just matter-of-fact recitations of death, public outrage and justice undone. But there was one problem. In Texas, at the time, inmates could receive good time credit, reducing their sentence. And by the 1990s, it became clear. Carl Eugene Watts might be released as early as 2006. The public was outraged. Families of victims were terrified. Journalists screamed injustice. Lawmakers scrambled to act. But the deal had been made. It wasn't until Michigan authorities found a loophole tying him to the 1979 murder of Helen Dutcher that new charges were filed. In 2004, Carl Eugene Watts was convicted of first-degree murder and sentenced to life in prison, just months before he would have walked free. The end of a ghost. On September 21st, 2007, Carl Eugene Watts died of prostate cancer at Foot Hospital Prison in Michigan. No family visited. No mourners came. He left behind no wife, no children, and dozens, possibly hundreds, of nameless victims. Because unlike most serial killers, Carl Eugene Watts didn't kill people he knew. He killed people he didn't. At random, without pattern, without a shred of humanity. Carl Eugene Watts didn't kill for pleasure, or revenge, or some twisted sexual high. He killed because he liked the feeling of watching someone die. He didn't care who you were. He didn't want to know your name. And that's what made him one of the most terrifying monsters of all. He was anonymous evil, unmotivated, untethered, and for years, he moved among us, unseen. I'm Damien Vale, and this was Among Monsters. Because sometimes the scariest monster is the one you'll never see coming.
Thank you for listening to Among Monsters podcast. Find more episodes of Among Monsters podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Spreaker, or anywhere premium podcasts exist. Email us at amongmonsterspodcast@gmail.com.